One of the questions that I would like to ask to add on here is that what language was the Mass or the church catechisms and your training early, what language was that in?
The Mass was in Latin, and the early training I got, especially from my dad, we studied all that in German. We had these German catechisms, and we memorized the questions and answers, you know. And
when did that switch? Well, when did it switch for you?
Well, of course, when I went to the council, you know, to the academy when I was in the ninth grade, my high school, then there was no more German. And I never took German classes either. I took Latin classes, but not German. So that kind of quit at that time. When we first entered, we said our office in Latin too. Mm-hmm. And then that changed maybe 10 years after I was professed or so. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What language was spoken in the home?
German.
It was German.
It was a dialect, a German dialect.
Even after you went back home to visit, was it still spoken?
Sometimes we'd still speak German, but most of the time we didn't. But Mom kind of liked it when we'd speak German. So we would try to speak German. And it was funny, after about the third day, or it came back, and it was like you had never stopped speaking.
Correct. Do you recall where your great ancestry came from in Germany? No.
I'm sorry, I don't really know. They always talked about Strasbourg. Now, I don't know if there was a Strasbourg in Germany. There is a Strasbourg. Mm-hmm. Okay, it had to be close to there because they talked about that a lot. And when I went over to visit in 87, we all got to go over for our Jubilee. We went over to Rome first, and then we went to Germany. And I remember getting off the train. We were on the train when we got to Germany, because I said, here, I have to walk on this sidewalk, because I just know some of my ancestors walked right here and saw that church. And so it was so special. So I think that's where it was, although I'm not real positive.
Thank you so much, sister. This has been most interesting.
Very well. I want to thank both of you, Betty and Chris, for taking your time to interview me. You know, don't tell the others that, but I was kind of hoping last night that you would be my interviewer. And then God heard me.
Something clicked.
Right.